USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The United States has now surpassed 100 lives lost from COVID-19. The Trump administration and Senate Republicans are pushing ideas about what they'd like to see in the next economic stimulus package. White House officials say another COVID-19 economic stimulus bill would likely not include more direct payments to Americans, but they're working on several possible proposals to provide relief. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo repeated his calls for more federal funding to state and local governments during his news conference after meeting with the president.
The states that bore the brunt of the COVID virus, they're one-third of the national GDP.
Senate Republican leaders have made clear they will not take up the House-passed $3 trillion measure. Off-price retailer Tuesday Morning is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.